Okay, so we're holding here in Vatara Isha Vatelad Ben. So this is the Hemshech of the Gemara of Moshe Rabbeinu taking back the Amram taking back his wife Yocheved. Vatelad Ben va'avim ma'aber beitlasi yarcha meikara. Amr dasvina makish ledosalei rasa. The Vatara Vatelad is together to teach me something. So just like the heroine was without Tsar, so too the lady was without Tsar. So Noshen Tzidkonyas did not have the klolos that Chava had. So Tsar Gilbonim is part of the klolos of Chava, and they did not have that. Okay, so let's take a look at the morale over here. Vatar isha vatelad bain. Vavzar mikora biyazet. Yalfina besomach doisim uberes kredim shechzirik lekamon. Vedosh rizal shemashekos vatar vatelad lilmud behekish shaloi hoya latzar later. So Chazal say besim she was biroyin already, and the whole purpose of the pasuk is to teach me she didn't have tzar later. Now, this is something which makes it, in a sense, more strongly, a bigger kasha. Mela, if you have a pasuk that tells me something, and you add on some sort of information, you tag on some information that she had it without Tsar, okay, makes sense. But when you're talking about a pasuk whose only purpose is to teach me she had no tsar, my high, why? What's the point of it? So it says like this: Bir zeh, the alfino says v'yeshcha das ki odam mashabah Hashem yisbaruch hu mashlimei hatsura shemitzayim tachtoinim. Odam is the shleimus of the tsura. Umashu mashlimois hatsura lo yimshach achav chisarim lepchisus, and that which is mashlim the tsura cannot have any chisorn or chisus. V'loihoya tchilas brias ha'odom lias le'shum tzar ba'olam lo parnasa shalo. Ki im achachet kasi v'feyash b'kro aru adom avuruch b'tzav v'techleno. Ki im hoya lefi seda mitzir sh'odom ra lo yodom nimtso. Ka mitzir sh'odom chol nimtso en bevadi b'nei sh'kein roi she nimtso l'ra ein roi mitzius klal. So the Maral says the following point. He explains as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for Toiv, and therefore everything in the world that's normal and natural should be Toiv. The only makom there is for Ra is when something is in an incomplete stage. So Lamashal, if I'm building a building, so until the building is built, it's going to be maybe hot, maybe cold, maybe dark, maybe whatever, because it's not finished yet. So by definition, if it's not finished, it has chesronos. And those chesronos are the expression of something being not finished. So all the nevroim in the world, because their metzias is not finished, we're going to understand tsar, chisorin, ra, as being, by definition, part of the being incomplete. So in other words, when I have a building and it's not complete yet and it's cold, there's no heating. So the tsar in this building is not machmas what I've put up here. I've put up the walls and it's very nice, but it's machmas the fact that it doesn't have the heating system yet, and so on. But when I have something that's complete, then what's the pshat that there's a chisorn in it? So basiv adam, you know, we're not good at what we do. And when we build a building, sometimes if it's finished building, it's lousy. That's par for the course. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world. By definition, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is toiv, whatever we can describe as being toiv, and the etzem rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not have any tzar to it. The only hechatimtza for tzar is that something is not right. So there are two possibilities for tzar. One is incomplete, and one is broken or derailed. L'moshel, a grown-up person, when we have children, we have teething pains. They used to call growth pains when we're young. But when a person is an adult, if something hurts, then it means that something is not right. The assumption is almost by definition, a human body that is where it should be is not going to have a pain sensation. Pain marks that which is not aligned, it's not right, whatever it is. So when we meet a natural event, l'mashal, giving birth to children is a process that's part and parcel of what a person is. So how could it be that that process, which is innate to a person, and is part of the etzem etzias of a person, should come bitzar? Bitzar means it's not right. It's like when you try to push something, you try to push your hand in a way that's not meant to go, it'll hurt. So when you have any action in a person's body that's not kefi what it should be, there's a makom for tzar. But how could it be that childbirth is bitzar when this is supposed to be an extremely core function of a person? The answer is only the maase chet. You know, the only reason why it would go awry is because of chet, and therefore noshim tzidkanyas are not in that piska. If the natural mahalach of the world is that something should be difficult, so then we would say that it's a nace, so to speak, for this person not to have it difficult. But since we're explaining that logically everything should be perfect, and it's only something because of chet, then we could say if she's not shaykh to chet, leda should not be something that's bizarre. A person is supposed to be in a good world. A good person is a good world. In the etzem bria, there's no makom for tzar, no makom for ra. When we twisted something, turned something, did something we shouldn't do, that's where we twisted something out of shape and tsar kicked in. So he adds one line. So let's go slowly over two things. First of all, so this pasuk seems to be telling us that all nashim tzidkanyas are not in the pisk of Chava. But then the question is begged as why is this the only place it's mentioned? This is the only tzadekis that we have such a language by. Why? And the answer is, like we were saying before, in a certain sense, this is meant to be the beginning of Chiddush HaOlam, the way things should be. Matan Torah was supposed to be a Chiddush. Everything, the man was supposed to undo the Bezeis HaPecha Toch HaLechem. Everything about this Metzias of Geula was supposed to have started a new world. Unfortunately, we are choyt again. But in many ways, this is not just a particular good event. This is supposed to be a new aschala, like it says in Rashi, that the Torah should have started with Achodesh Zelachem. So this is really where a bria starts, a sheresh bria starts again. So b'meila, the core klala of Be'etzev should have been undone over here. That is one havana. The kashet tovin oyd yesh chala das kel yoinim shaloi betzar v'tachtonim him betzar tomit.
Now,
Batsadikim Bavusha Noitaka Khoima Shabayakete Zahara, Rak Noitmatsura Lakakanam Kalim Sar, the Yimshekhanagosim Akatsura Ashaimotsar Klau. I want to talk about this because this it's much deeper than it sounds. I mean, it's basically saying tzaddikim don't have tzar because they're tzura, rishoyim don't have tzar because they're choymer. I mean, if you're trying to say that rishoyim have tzar and tzaddikim don't have tzar, then just say it. It's, you know, what do you gain in this muscle? I mean, you're making an equation. If x equals y and y equals 1, then x times 2 is going to be 2. I mean, you've added another piece. You're trying to say the idea that tzaddikim have good things and rishoyim have bad things, that's part and parcel of everything we learn about it. So that's wonderful. But to add this piece to the equation, that tzaddikim are tzura, and tzura has no tzar, rishoyim achoyim, achoyim has tzar. Why not just skip the tzura and choma part? You know, like in algebra, you cancel out the same term when it appears in two places, and you're left with a much simpler equation. You cancel it out. What is Maral adding with this? I want to explain a little bit what he's adding over here. When a person has tsar, so the word tsar is a variation or derivative or correlate of the word tsar, which means narrow. Now, when a person has tsar, there are two phenomena that happen. One is a sensation of pain, which hurts. That's tsar. But more than that, our existence in our own perception shrinks. A person who feels good feels like he's ready to swallow the whole world. He's in a very expansive mood. He's all over the place. And when we get kind of a little sometimes giddy with you know, a person who has it very good, so he's all over the place. And that's where we feel. So we feel there's nothing that can stop us. We're everywhere, anything. That's the Hargosha Panimis. As a person suffers tsar, there's a more and more sense of closing in on yourself, of shrinking, of losing your tsura. I thought I'm a big knacker. I can't walk up a step. To walk a block, I'm out of breath. My feet hurt. Whatever it is, so there's a psychological sense of self for a person who's bitzar that his mitzia shrinks. But Moshe Pirus says over the word tsara comes to that also. He used to say that the word Yeshua comes Miloshin Shui, straightening out something. When a person feels hemmed in by a tzara, he feels his metziah shrinks. I'm busy dealing with this problem, that problem, the other problem. My life is centered around this, that, or the other thing. So tzara is something which, on the most internal of levels, has caused a person to shrink his metzias. Amos Shapiro once said, in the Rambam Hilchas Deis, right, he has a chapter about a health guide, how to be healthy. So the Rambam starts it with a person who is not healthy can't be Eved Hashem, and since we're dealing with Avodas Hashem, I'm going to give you directions how to be healthy. But Moshe said, this can't be kipshuta. That's obvious. If a person hasn't eaten, so b'meila, he's not going to be able to do any mitzvahs. So the Rambam doesn't give you hilchas machol asuris. I mean, a kipshuta, it seems quite lame. So Moshe added this kinesh. He said, so one thing is when a person has a health issue, there's a technical problem. I can't walk to shul if I have a bad cold. Okay. But he said the bigger problem is the psychological issue. When a person is hurting, he is totally involved with himself. Our psychological sense of self shrinks. And when we're hurting, we cuddle around ourselves and we sort of circle our emotional wagons and our, you know, personality wagons. and sort of huddle in. So our metzias shrinks with suffering. And he used to say that Yeshua takes care of that aspect of it. Yeshua means to smooth out. It's to take something that has been compressed and to unfold it and give it back its original form and so on. So tsara and tsar all come from this concept of tsar, which means a constriction, a narrowing, a shrinking of oneself. Now let's take a look. A person, when I have a triangle made out of wood, a big triangle made out of wood, I now take this triangle and I snip off from all three sides. I cut off a large piece of wood. I keep it the same proportions. I just cut equal pieces from all three sides. So mitzad the wooden triangle, so I had a wooden triangle that was so big, it's gotten much smaller. But the triangle shaboy is not less. Because a triangle is a triangle is a triangle. I remember I was once at, there's a Yidur Motche Ganot. He's a vision to chassid, tremendous bucky in astronomy, and he puts out those huge calendars, the Luach Beito calendars, that are the opposite of tsar, the ones that take up like a half a table. In every year they get more. So he puts those out, and a lot of it is describes which constellations will be there at which time and which interesting celestial phenomena. So he's a person who really, really, he's an interesting person. So he gave once a lecture on it somewhere in Gula, and I'm interested in these things, and I went to listen. It was in Bava Shul. And he was explaining about the angle at which a moon appears, some whatever it was, and there were Yeshalmis there who couldn't hop the idea that a 90-degree angle or 45-degree angle is the same, whether you're talking about a tiny thing on your table or the whole world. They just didn't have that concept. They'd never heard of an angle before, and they were arguing, and it was pitiful. There was nobody home there. They just didn't understand the concept that an angle is the same exact angle no matter what the size and what the measurement is. So Al Kopanim, the tsura is not at all determined by size. A tsura doesn't relate to size. So let's give a mashal, and let's understand in Avodas Hashem, a person who, let's say, his life is based on accomplishing a lot, making a lot of bala tshuva, a lot of yeshivas, a lot of tzedakah, a lot of something. When he's hampered and he is constricted and he doesn't succeed in making 100,000 bala tshuva, he only makes 1,000 bala tshuva or whatever it is, he feels that he hasn't accomplished. Because since he measured his accomplishment with a certain amount, with certain metrics, so then he's it's a misfortune. When a person, let's say, he makes his goal to stand fast with the Dvar Hashem, to say the emes no matter what, then whether he succeeds in changing the world or succeeds, as long as he did everything he should, his tzura stayed exactly the same way. In other words, there is no difference. He doesn't suffer for the lack of people, a lack of numbers, lack of size, because that wasn't his mindset. His mindset was to keep the emes where it is. And therefore, if he feels that that's what he did, so in as much as he feels as he did, that's the emes and that's that. So a person whose sense of self is identified with tsura rather than with chaimer, then he's not affected at all by tsar. In other words, certainly the person, something may hurt, but the tsar does not, by definition, in any way diminish the tzura, as opposed to somebody who is whose sense is everything, then its size, it makes a big difference. There's a very famous Taz, he asks the question, it says, Ech ramaba v'ech ramamit, v'bilvad she'chav liba v'shamayim. So he asks, well, if they're both being mechav liba v'shamayim, isn't the marba better? And the answer to that is, if he's mechav liba v'shamayim, the marba and the mamit is really insignificant. It because the goal had very little to do with how much of a karma you bring to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The goal had to do with expressing yourself in terms vis-a-vis Kadosh Baruch Hu. A very famous verse in the Kotzke that Ech Ramav Ech Ramayim Rad Shecham Nishamayim, the Belvad Shecham Nishamayim is going on the Marbe, not on the Mamit. That when a person does very little, and a person can only learn a Perek. So, you know, so he's mechav liba v'shamayim because that's all he can do. And but a person who learns a lot feels that, you know, Hashem owes him one because, you know, I take a look how much Torah I've written. I've written all shelf worth of Sfarim, and it's wonderful. So the marba nisi v'chav shei shamayim. That's a famous word to Kaska. You know, both are kind of the same nekuda. But the point is, ech ramav hamamid v'chav shamayim means Marba and Mamit are a hechatimtza to getting a person to a certain point. So one person needs to say 10 kapitel tilim to really get this error. One person does one kapitel. But the Marba, the Mamit are irrelevant because it's really this error salev and so on. Salkopanim. So the tsar is, so let's go back. The tzura is independent of chaymer, and a malach exists as a malach. It doesn't. The malach is not inscribed on something. He's not. So there's no way to measure chaymer. Einam mispa'alim. They're not affected or mekalim tzar. So we're talking about not the feeling of tzar as a physical being. It's rather the being affected by the tzar. So in the Leda of Moshe, loyhoil imoy tsar Leda, ki chol inyan Moshe shei noita achatzura v'nilvul mateva choyma. Let's take this over a minute to the Isha, and we'll talk about it in the context that we said it. The Tsar Leda, the Tzavim of Hiroyim, go to the heart of a woman's Mitzias. A woman's Mitzias is Eim Kol Chai. That's her Mitzias. And therefore, if anything that makes his Mitzias less than ideal, is takes us to etzem tzura. Let's give a very simple mashal. There are societies that we rate people by how good athletes they are. So somebody who limps is three minuses. You know, not only can he run, he limps and so he's minus. In our society, let's say in a Torah society, we rate people by knowing how to learn. So a person who's a big goyen but limps a little bit, we give a krech, so it's a shame, he hobbles around, but wow, he's a big goyen. Somebody who has very, very limited kishoynis, we look at him as a minus. We look at him as being somebody who's a chasa. I mean, he's missing that simtsura. And yes, you know, we have a lot of wonderful chazal about how wonderful it is, but tachlis, the person is missing in tzura. That's doesn't help. When we have the most important person just arrived, the guy who fixes something. So that's teicha, almost everything else, as I said. The Ein Kol Chai, the pgam of the tsar leda, and it some strikes on. So it means you can't just deliver babies one after the other. You can't just be like shisha bekeres echad. Every one comes with a lot of struggle. So that's sort of closing in that surah. And therefore, she says, it doesn't mean they don't have tzar. So he says when tzaddikim, real life tzaddikim, suffer, they have yisurim. It's because they're also chaymer. Their chaymer has the same chisarin, where it could suffer tzar. But when you're talking mitzad the tzura, but in as much as they see themselves bali tzura, so then you know that mitzias has not been affected. So whenever a person feels that any outside circumstance can affect his tzura, that means that down deep, somewhere along the line, he's looking at it in terms of that he is things. I can learn more, I can do this more, I can do that more, and something is stopping it. But if a person looks at mitzvah tzura, what am I, who am I, and so on, that's very different. I want to add on certain nekuda, it's a bit tangential, but I think it's very important. One of the big struggles of what we would call Haredim versus whatever you want to call it, Orthodox, Mizrahi, modern Orthodox, whatever the other title was, as follows. If you have a Beis Medrash that has the tzura that is quite perfect, it is not attractive to many people. You can't get numbers to come in. And therefore, you're basically stuck with X, Y, or Z amount. If you sort of loosen up the various corners of the Beis Medrash, and it's not a perfect square or a triangle, it's got a little bit of rounded corners, then a lot more people come in. That always was a struggle. So a person who has a moisid, person is as an institution, and he is interested, and the juices of a person like that is to keep enlarging, getting more members, more numbers, however you want to do it. That's where the struggle was. You want to be able to expand, bring in more people, and so on. Halachically, there is a shikul. There are areas, but it's the mindset. If a person's mindset is, my job is to do what's right, and numbers, to worry about numbers is important. If we have the right triangle, so to make a larger triangle is part of my obligation, but it is my zero obligation to make a circle because it'll fit in more people. It is, as a matter of fact, I can't. Now, some people do it with a b'di'avad kind of avomaesa avinash b'shemayim is not letting me. If they knew how to make, if they only allowed co-ed events, you don't know how many people would be attracted. But you know what? The Torah says you have to have mechitza. So, you know, I'll be voice of nefesh. That's sort of an attitude that complies with halacha. The question is, do you look at numbers as being the success, or do you look at solidity, a certain tzura that you feel that this is a tzura mitis? Now, in the tzura itself, halacha itself dictates possibly at certain times that, you know, there's a tzibur. I'm not saying that there is not room to pull back and to allow more, because the Torah itself, you know, the takanas hashavin, we want more people to do tshuva. We can't impose a gzera that will have most of the tzibur fall out, even if everything's a great gzera. Those are all halachic shikulim. But the administrative mindset, when numbers tells the story, is problematic. It was one of the machlokas when they had this real machlokas about lemude chol in Volozh and in Shivas, and the taina was that they're playing with fire and the government is going to close down all the yeshivas. To which the right wing, so to speak, Reb Chaim, Chofetz Chaim, Beis Levi famously said, that's not our job. Our job is to do what's right. How many yeshivas there'll be and how many talmidim, that's Hashem's issues. But we're not, our performance is not measure numbers, because, and it's a certain mindset. A person who is more chumri, even if he's being very most an effort, he's doing wonderful things, but his mindset is kind of a numbers mindset. So this way we get 50 people at an event, this way we get 500 people at an event. That's my mindset. So the errors will start moving in that direction. There's another mindset. What our focus should be is to keep a tzura. And if this space medrash has a tzura of a base medrash, it's a metzias that, you know, we're keeping the metzias correct. Therefore, it's something that's what we're talking about. And of course, for a correct metzias to expand is great. But it starts with the triangle. It starts with that shape. That's really, this back and forth about what do I look at, really, really it reflected itself in the down bottom, the tug of war between the more modern and more Haredi elements had a lot to do in this mindset. What is it that we see as prime, and what's there just kind of, so for one mindset, primary is the tzura, and chaymer is something we ought to try to expand. According to your other mindset, Chaim is obviously what it's about, and we, you know, wherever halacha imposes restrictions on us, we have no choice but to follow those instructions, those restrictions. It's a very, very different mahalach to it. I see Yaakov's online, so of course, Mir Yeshiva has both. Mir Yeshiva kept it tzura of all the Masoros and Yeshiva, and you'll come to the dinner on Sunday, you'll see how many people came, right, Yaakov? Is that a good line for yeshiva? Okay. I want to add another knach over here. The tsar of the later, you know, so there was a general klala of both Adam and the Ishan and Chava about what their chet caused. So for Adam it was Koitz v'Dada Tatzmiach, for Chava it was the Tsar Leida. They both have a common denominator. Just understand a little bit the parasha. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything in the world. From that point onwards, there is no Bria. Everything is Yesh Miyesh. If everything is Yesh Miyesh, then what's there left for us to do? And like we spoke before, it's called Minakoach al Hapoel. This is a area that treads between the two areas. On the one hand, those things do not exist In fact, they exist only potential. And secondly, it requires Adam to bring it out. The two areas are to bring everything out from the world to fruition, that rocks, that earth should give rise to fruit, to trees, to peiros. That's Avodas Adam. And therefore, Avodas Adam should have been amazingly easy, because this is what Adam's meant to do. La'avdol l'shamra, so getting the everything to produce its fruit should have been extremely easy. Chava is there to produce people. It's also min hakoach l'poel. In some ways, it's on a high dag, obviously dealing with people. Those are the two core avodas of Adam. Had Adam been on his madrega, those two avodas should have been easy, because that's what it's meant to be. So since Adam occupies that role of being sort of the moshel in the world, and this is the area that comes out, that should have been very, very easy. Because we were chayte, we clogged it up, and it's these two areas specifically that a person was, that people were stopped. I want to add something, one more point, and then there is an interesting Shemi Shmuel. He says it from the Kotzka. He speaks about the Inyan of Tumas Leida. And he says over here that he asks over here, why is it that there's a Tumas Leida if Tumah has everything, if it's a Mafteach, if Leida is a Mafteach that's in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then why in the world would Tumah be associated with it? And he says that being that any nature, so to speak, abhors a vacuum, so does the Ruchnistic world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was here. Right now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving life. When that's over with, there's a vacuum left, and that's where Tumah comes. Just a very, very insightful verb from the Kotzka, and so on. Okay, any questions, any points?
Rebbe.
Yes.
I was wondering if the reason why Mikra and Keri have the same Sheirish is because when you say something is a coincidence, you're taking Hashem out of the picture. You're creating a vacuum there, and the Mela, it's the same idea as Tumah.
Correct. It also has to do a lot. In an even deeper way, that when a person was given the koach of zivug and dibug to form the strongest bond and kesher possible. So a person with davak beishtoi, v'hoyel basa'echad, is the strongest bond and kesher that there is in the Bria. It becomes a davak kavua. When a person is maharher, it means he takes something that's meant to be the shorish of kviyas and turns it into a ro'i. It's whatever caught my fancy now. Nobody wants to get married to his fantasies. By definition, the fantasies are fantasies, pleasant fantasies, because they're hafkah from the kviyas. So over there, the aroye sheboy, the mikra sheboy, is exactly what the problem is. So in a very fundamental way, you're right in a general way, but I think in a very fundamental way, it's taking out the kviyas and turning it into something aroy. Okay, so we'll hold it here. So Emetz Hashem next week, I think, should be Bezus Hashem. Yeah, it should be regular. It'll be regular time, my time, and yeah, everything should be okay. Then we'll see the week after. We have to figure out if after Rosh Chodesh it's doable. Okay.
Just one question.
Yeah, sure.
When the nefesh is ma'urav in the guf, that's called chumrius, and when it's ma'urav, it's not ma'urav in the guf, that's called...
Yaakov, you missed a plug. Yaakov, you missed a plug for the Meir Yeshiva. we had a very nice plug. I'm sorry.
I'll listen to the recording.
You listened to the recording. Yeah, what were you saying, Peter? I'm sorry.
When the nefesh is ma'urav in the guf, that's called chomer? That's noita ha-chomer?
So it depends if it's unilateral or bilateral. For instance, if it's one directional, I'm telling the guf what to do, then it's kol kol etzura and doing the right thing. If I'm totally in feedback, then the marshal, what people will say, how enjoyable is it physically and so on, then I'm going the other direction. It's a wedding, it's a welding, which depending which direction it's being mashpia, that's what it is. So the chayma being welded to guf has the possibility of going in either direction, and that's how it'll work. It's like a marshal, let's give an example in a classroom setting. So if the teacher has no need for the approval of the students, then it's a one-way street. I come in and I direct things the way I think is fit, and it's unidirectional. I am shaping the classroom. If I am dependent on the approval or the acclamation of the class, then the class distorts my tzur and imposes some chomer on it. Okay, good. Agutin, call tov. Bye.
Shabbos, thanks. Bye.